Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
If you're about to embark on an SAP S/4HANA implementation, change management is one of the most important critical success factors for your transformation. But what exactly is change management and how does it fit into an S/4HANA transformation? I'm going to talk about that here today. So when embarking on an S/4HANA transformation, many of us recognize that change management is going to be one of the most important things that will determine whether or not the project is successful or if it's a failure. Now, the Activate methodology includes some basic core change management type stuff, but in my opinion, it really just scratches the surface of what's required to make a transformation successful. And when we think about change management for S/4HANA deployments, it's important to think about it not just in the context of user adoption, in other words, how do we use the system, but to really think more strategically around how can S/4HANA and how will S/4HANA more strategically change our organization, and how can we leverage change management to enable some of those more strategic changes. The other thing to recognize is that even if you're an SAP shop that's already using ECC or R3 or one of the legacy SAP products and you're moving to S/4HANA, S/4HANA is a big deal. It's a big change from those old SAP systems. So this is going to be a lot more disruptive and a lot more of a change than you might think. And so change management is especially critical in that sort of transformation. And this is exactly what I want to talk about here today. One of the biggest headwinds that S/4HANA transformations face is that these larger organizations oftentimes have trouble getting their executives aligned on what exactly this project is and how exactly they want to change their organization to work within the context of an S/4HANA rollout. So for example, S/4HANA provides an opportunity to consolidate operations, to create a common operating model, to tie together disparate operations throughout the globe. If you've gone through mergers and acquisitions, it's an opportunity to act like one company instead of multiple companies. So with that comes the need to make sure that executives and other key stakeholders within your organization are all aligned on what exactly this transformation means to your organization. Now, it's a lot more than just saying, we're going to implement new technology, we're going to replace our old SAP system or our old legacy system. There's a lot more to it than that. There's decisions and alignment that need to be achieved around what do we want to be when we grow up? How much do we want to standardize our business operations? How independent do we want to allow different parts of the organization to remain or not? Those types of decisions need to be made quickly and early in the project before you start building, testing, and rolling out new S/4HANA technology. And when executives and stakeholders are not aligned on some of those answers, that's what creates the headwinds that oftentimes leads to challenges and ultimately failure for a lot of S/4HANA transformations. So one of the first steps in an effective change management strategy and plan is to make sure that you facilitate a process to ensure that your executives are aligned, you're all headed in the same direction, marching to the same beat of a drum, and all have a clear vision of what it is you want to be when you grow up. A second very important component of organizational change management as it relates to S/4HANA transformations is the whole concept of organizational design. What do we want this organization to look like as we move forward? I mentioned before that S/4HANA transformations provide the opportunity to move to a shared services model, for example, where you might consolidate your accounting or your IT or HR or procurement functions into a centralized common business operating model. That's one opportunity. You have other opportunities to move to a common operating model or a common set of operating business processes throughout the globe or throughout multiple locations. And that sort of change will typically require organizational design and definition of what people's roles and responsibilities are going to be, especially in the case of moving to a shared services model or a common business process model. Those require pretty significant changes to people's jobs and significant changes to the human component of an S/4HANA transformation. There's also the gap analysis component here that we've got to consider as part of our organizational design activities. We have the gap analysis between where we are today and how people are operating today and what their jobs look like today and what they're going to look like in the future. You also have the gap analysis between the system and its capabilities and what your needs are as an organization. And sometimes there's a gap there. S/4HANA isn't a perfect solution, nor is any other solution out there in the marketplace. So we need to figure out what are those gaps and how are we going to shore up some of those gaps from a change management perspective. And then another thing to think about as it relates to organizational design is a conversation that most of us probably don't want to have. And that is, what about jobs that might get automated or lost in this whole process? With S/4HANA comes pretty significant automation opportunities with robotic process automation and machine learning, artificial intelligence, and it's just accelerating. SAP's investing heavily in those areas. So over time, the capabilities for S/4HANA to automate your business is going to increase, which is a good thing from a profit and loss and efficiency perspective. But what does that mean to people's jobs? How will they be impacted? Will people be displaced? If they are going to be displaced, do we need to retrain them? Do we need to move them somewhere else? That is a really important part of organizational design and also benefits realization and realizing the business value of your S/4HANA investment is going to come from. So these are all things we need to think about as it relates to organizational design, which is an important part of your organizational change strategy as part of your S/4HANA transformation.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Anytime you introduce new technology into an organization, you're introducing some sort of cultural change, whether you intend to or not. You're not going to change who you are overnight. Your culture has been developed over years and decades, potentially over 100 years, depending on how old your organization is. So introducing a new technology isn't going to change things overnight, but you want to be deliberate about how you might bend your culture to fit where it is you're headed in the future. So for example, I use the example earlier about the organization that goes out and acquires companies through mergers and acquisitions. If you're an organization that has grown through merger and acquisition, or even if you've achieved organic growth, chances are you've probably organically grown and your culture has organically evolved over time. And now you may be looking at this as an opportunity to act more like one company, to act like a unified company, to have common business processes. And that requires a cultural mindset change to employees and the way they do their jobs. So you want to have a clear cultural change plan and a cultural change strategy that puts you in the driver's seat of how do we want our culture to look and how are we going to use this S/4HANA transformation to shape our culture and to bend our culture to become who we want to become in the future. And if we don't spend time focusing on that, the culture is going to evolve or maybe even devolve into something that we don't necessarily want. So having a clear vision for that culture and the cultural change that we're aspiring for is something that's critical to consider and include as part of your change strategy. Training is probably the most commonly understood aspect of change management. When we think about organizational change, we think we need to train people how to use S/4HANA, how to use our new system, how to conduct their new processes. That certainly is true, but training needs to entail more than just how to conduct transactions within a system. We have to train people in a way that's customized to our organization, how their business processes are going to flow, what their job looks like in the context of this new S/4HANA transformation, and even what our business processes and decision-making processes are outside of the system. So we've got to define all that stuff and train people in all that stuff as part of the end user training. So we have to go well beyond just teaching someone how to create a purchase order or teaching someone how to close the books in the S/4HANA technology. We need to talk about how you specifically are going to conduct your job both inside and outside the S/4HANA system. And we also need to educate you on how that is different than the way you're doing things today and why you're doing things differently. So this all requires a great deal of customization to ensure that we have a training approach that's tailored to your organization. The other thing to consider is that most training materials that come with an S/4HANA deployment are going to be very generic. They're going to be not tailored to your industry or your business processes or the way you've configured or customized the S/4HANA technology. So you want to make sure that you're tailoring those materials for your organization. Now, SAP has a product called SAP Enable Now. I believe it's a product that they acquired. And it's a way to tailor some of the training materials for your specific organization. So they do have a tool set available to help you do that. There's also third-party systems out there, and some of them are better and more cost-effective than Enable Now. And they're also technology agnostic and independent, which I'm happy to share with you information about those technologies. But the point here is you have options out there. There's tools that will allow you to tailor your training materials for your organization, for your industry, for your business processes, and for individual people and work groups within the organization. So be sure you're investing the right amount of time and money in your project plan and overall budget to tailor your training materials for your organization. This is an area that most change programs that we see that we're not involved with, they tend to overlook that area. So we want to make sure we invest heavily in the customization of training materials for your S/4HANA transformation. Now, even if you're an existing SAP customer moving to S/4HANA, chances are an S/4HANA deployment is going to have a massive impact on the types of IT skills and capabilities you need to have in-house. It's not a matter of whether or not your people are capable of learning it, but it's a matter of making sure they've got the right skills, make sure you bring in the right people that have the right skills to support this future state. For example, many S/4HANA deployments are cloud-based, and that's a lot different than the old on-premise R3 or ECC implementations. So the point here is when you look at all the impacts that this is going to have to your organization and the types of skills that are required, the types of upskill and potentially going out and bringing in new people, we have to think about what is our IT organization going to look like in the future? Are we going to have the same size IT organization? Are we going to grow our IT organization? Are we going to scale it back? Are we going to swap people in and out? Are we going to retrain them? We need to have a very solid plan for how IT is going to not only support the implementation, but also how they're going to support S/4HANA in the longer term post-implementation. So one of the most important points or components of a change strategy for S/4HANA transformations is making sure we've looked at our IT organization and redefined as appropriate what that IT organization is going to look like and put together a plan to help us transition to that future state of our IT organization. Now, one thing I'll note is the longer you wait to do this and the more behind you get on this particular aspect of change management, the more likely it is your system integrator is going to come in and run the program for you. And it's going to be harder for them to leave. It's going to be harder for you to wean yourself off that system integrator when you haven't built an IT organization that's able to keep up and able to have the right level of skill set and competency to support the implementation. So my recommendation here would be not to wait until you're getting close to go live to then think about how is IT going to support this longer term, but instead think about that up front. What does the organization need to look like and how can we build out a more robust, more appropriate, right-sized IT organization to support our S/4HANA environment early in the process, so we're not overly dependent on system integrators or outside consultants, and we can actually be more of an equal partner with that outside system integrator. Now, the intent of this video is to give you some high-level things to think about as you start charting your change management path for your S/4HANA transformation. We also have other resources that will help you through this journey. One in particular is our guide to change management, which is relevant to S/4HANA transformations. It's also relevant to other types of ERP implementations as well. So I encourage you to download that guide to organizational change management. And we also have our guide to a successful S/4HANA transformation. That includes a lot of change management best practices, as well as just general best practices to make your S/4HANA transformation more successful. So I encourage you to download one or both of those resources, as well as some other resources I've included links to below. So be sure to check that out. Download those for free. And as always, feel free to reach out if you've got questions or you'd like to discuss your S/4HANA transformation. I've included my contact information below, and I'm happy to be a sounding board for you as you continue your journey. So I hope you found this information useful. Have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.